feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita.
And tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, things are getting heated on the streets of New York and also at many other campuses across this country. There are protests tonight that are being broken up at NYU, and the NYPD is there on the scene right now as we speak, breaking up the protests. And this should have happened a long time ago. I am so fed up when I see these students spewing anti-American, pro-Hamas. These comments are so over the top and they are so downright disgusting. And the fact that they are now marching through the streets of New York, they are heading to NYPD headquarters and they are burning American flags. They're defacing property. It feels like a little bit of like the BLM riots all over again. And I'm waiting for Kamala Harris to donate to their Freedom Fund. I mean, this is just insane. And the president of the United States has a responsibility tonight to speak up. They did ask him, some of the reporters, while he was on his way out. We'll play his comments in a few minutes. But he's also straddling both fences. On one hand, he said, you know, I condemn anti-Semitism, but I also think people need to see what's happening in Gaza. You know what? This waffling and this trying to appease all sides because it's an election year, buck up and be a president of the United States. Have some moral authority, have some moral clarity, because all of this pandering for political interests, which is clearly what you're doing, Mr. President, just isn't working. And guess what? It is getting downright dangerous. Because at first they were saying these horrible, vile things. You said nothing. Then they grew. You said nothing. Then they grew more. And you said nothing. And now these presidents have been on the hot seat. And now at Columbia, they did do some arrests, as we know, last week, because they were setting up their little tent city. And even after all of that, well, guess what? They came back with a vengeance. And now other schools are coming out and showing their support for Columbia. You see, Yale today, I mentioned NYU, MIT is out there as well. All these schools are sort of banding in together. And there's even professors that are out there saying how wonderful these students are. And don't be mean to these little students who are out there saying how wonderful Hamas is and how wonderful October 7th is. This is not free speech. This is hate speech, and it's disgusting. And I also blame very much the president and leadership of our country because they should have clamped down. And even today, at this moment, when this president had a moment to stand up and have some moral leadership and say, enough, we can't let it go any further. We shouldn't let these protests, they're getting out of hand. He should say, I made a mistake. We should have clamped down from day one, but he didn't do that. And even today, again, he is all over the place. And so tonight, they are calling for the resignation of the president of Columbia University, not because she arrested the students, because they feel she's not doing enough to protect the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas students. Not because she's clamping down. No. Or she's not clamping down enough. They're saying that she is too tough on these students. It's coming from the pro-Hamas wing. And sadly, there are other professors and there are other students across this country that are now banding together with this group. And then there was a Jewish professor. This is horrible. There's this Jewish professor who tried to show up at one of these protests and speak out. And what happens to him? Apparently, they disabled his ID card at Columbia University. And things are so bad that there was a rabbi over the weekend who came out and said that at Columbia University, guess what? Students should stay home. That is too dangerous for Jewish students. So that is what's happening now on Columbia's campus. And that's also, to me, that is a disgrace. These professors and the president of the United States should say, no, no, no. We are not going to do any of this remote learning. We're not going to do what we did during COVID because these students can't get clamped down. He should be saying that these students should be arrested for spewing hate. They should be kicked out. They should be on a list that they shouldn't be accepted, I think, to other Ivy League schools. Not that another one should accept them after what happens here. But they should be tough with these people. And they should have done it from day one, because otherwise it wouldn't have festered. And now it is at a boiling point. And things are so dangerous. Here's a little bit of the sights and sounds on the street of New York. And sadly, it's happening in many campuses across America. And I say it's thanks to Joe Biden and his pathetic form of appeasement to these groups.
Yeah, we're on the sidewalk. We're on the sidewalk.
Let go.
Does that sound like a peaceful protest to you? Not at all. And tonight, there are thousands, again, marching down the streets of New York. That is a very, very, very scary situation. And then in the middle of all this, there was a Yale student, a Jewish student who's a journalist also. And she went to cover one of the protests at Yale University. Again, another big Ivy League in New Haven, Connecticut. And then she describes what happened to her. She said that one of the protesters took the Palestinian flag and the pole and jabbed it in her eye. And she had to go to the hospital over the weekend. Listen to how she described what happened to her.
Over the past week or so at Yale, anti-Semitic student protesters have taken over a central plaza on our campus, setting up a tent encampment, among other things, pictures to commemorate terrorists. And this culminated in multiple nights of overnight encampment in the central plaza and protests with hundreds of people. I think it was 500 when I came on Saturday night. And as soon as I was identified with my friend, who wears a black hat, as visibly Orthodox Jewish students, I was immediately blockaded by protest organizers. And everywhere I walked, there was a line of protest organizers standing in front of me, linking arms, so that I could not walk forward. And the rest of the students at the rally noticed this, the other 500 students at this violent rally, and they saw me, and so they began to taunt me as well, because they recognized that I was there. I was something that they view as an enemy. And finally, the taunting continued and escalated, and I was just there to record them. And the taunting escalated until somebody waved a Palestinian flag in my face and then jabbed me in my left eye. And from there, when I tried to run after him, the human blockade of protest organizers continued to stand in front of me to stop me from catching my assailant.
And so she wasn't able to get the assailant. That is just incredible. And here's Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. We were talking with him earlier on Katz and Cosby. Take a listen.
This is a very serious time in defining what it means to be an American. And the very notion that Jewish students during Passover would be threatened and that the gutless heads of the universities wouldn't take the most obvious step, which is to simply announce anybody caught doing intimidation will be expelled that day, period.
Yes.
You will not be on campus, and if you try to come back, you'll be arrested for trespass. That would change everything overnight.
And that's what this president should have said is the rule, should have come from the top, saying, we will not tolerate this. We are not going to tolerate the spewing of hatred, shouting pro-Hamas, we love Hamas, burning, we love Hamas, saying this is the best, Hezbollah flags waving, burning the American flag on U.S. soil. Maybe I'm naive. I never imagined that I would see such a free-for-all. And now all these other students jumping in on it and some of the vile things that are happening to the point where Jewish students feel they cannot go to a New York university, probably feeling the same way about Yale and elsewhere, but that a rabbi saying Jewish students go home, it's too dangerous for you to be in school. That is really scary stuff. Boy, have we hit rock bottom. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Al. Al, what's your reaction to what's going on in the streets?
Yeah, hi, Rita. You know, I had a discussion with my sister. She's up in Cape Cod. She went up there for a few days, and I was on the phone with her, and she says things in the streets, really, watching TV, are getting really bad. So the situation is really bad out there. Some good things have come about. I mean, not much, but we saw the philanthropist who owns the Patriots, Kraft, say that he would no longer give any monies to Columbia. It was
yep,
good to see
Robert Kraft. Bravo to him.
Robert Kraft. That's right. And the other thing that, you know, really middle America, the silent majority in this country, that's why it's so important. I mean, we couldn't emphasize it more that we really have to get Donald Trump elected. This country needs law and order again.
Yeah, in so many different ways, Al. Great points. Thanks so much. And by the way, Al had brought up about Robert Kraft. Here he is earlier today saying why he is pulling money out of his alma mater, Columbia University. This is the owner, of course, of the New England Patriots football team, a.k.a. Tom Brady. Here it is.
I love Columbia. They gave me a scholarship when I really needed it. And I had four wonderful years there, and I just love Morningside Heights. And to see what's going on there now, and I think we let it go way too far for months that people did things that there was no accountability. You know, I think back when I went to Columbia, the Vietnam War was raging, and people spoke out. And they paid the consequences, but they were willing to do it. They didn't wear masks, and they had accountability. And now we have to have accountability. And for me to see that Columbia professor, Shai Davidi, you know, his credentials were taken away when he was speaking out and trying to protect the students versus some of the other activities there, that was sort of the turning point for me.
Bravo to Robert Kraft. And apparently some other billionaires are also following suit. Money talks. And guess what? These people, if they cannot defend Jewish students, I agree with these people for pulling out the cash. It's the right thing to do. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls when we come back. You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
Well, it's not good times on the streets of New York. And yes, I did know that song, guys. See? Well, here it is. The NYPD is arresting dozens of students as we speak, and also faculty protesters. Of course, you can't forget them because what great role models they are for these students. This is at NYU, which is the latest school to have a lot of these protests. Earlier in the day, they had this Gaza solidarity encampment, and the school said, yeah, come on in, police. And the police came in with riot gear, cuffed the protesters because the protesters are saying that NYU should divest all of its holdings tied to Israel. And over the ongoing violence, of course, in Gaza, they arrested people with zip ties, put them on the buses, and apparently people were screaming and shouting, and they are now protesting and burning flags on the streets of New York. Here, by the way, is a Columbia University student who is Jewish and says it is dangerous what's happening there on campus at that school.
It's frightening because anti-Semitism is a deeply American issue, and what we're seeing now is no longer just about Jewish people. It is deeply anti-American, anti-Western, and it's completely antithetical to Columbia's values. And we Jewish students have really been sounding the alarm for months, and we've been met with nothing but repeated silence from our leadership.
And they also say they are scared to be on campus. How sad is that? A Jewish student sad to be on an Ivy League campus. Listen to this.
The unfortunate reality is that Columbia University is not safe right now, and it's especially not safe for its Jewish students. What we're seeing, unfortunately, isn't very surprising. You know, we're witnessing really the culmination of 6 months of anti-Semitism that is being reinforced by a complete lack of leadership, even despite several warnings, lawsuits, and a congressional investigation. You know, this is really, it's inevitable, and it is the result of seething anti-Semitism, inaction, and gaslighting from our leadership.
Yeah, gaslighting and apathy. And when you're apathetic, people get the green light to keep on going. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, I understand you were at a rally today. I hope it was the pro Hamas rally.
Yeah, but barely, because the anti-Zionist Jewish rally was about 40, 50 feet away. It was catacornered. So when Michael Rappaport got up to speak, he called them out. He pointed to them, glared at them, and they all looked away.
Oh, my God. So, tell me what it was like. In fact, we're going to play some highlights because Sid Rosenberg, who's my colleague at WABC Radio, was out there with Michael Rappaport, the comedian. Also, I understand Mike Lawler was there and Anthony D'Esposito, the New York congressman. Real quick, was it optimistic at least to see some positive words coming out?
Yeah, it's like a lot of unity, a lot of applause and everything. I got to meet Sid like real quickly, and it was I don't want to say it was fun, but it was kind of, you know, we need a little fun. It was positive and fun, and just it was great to see.
Well, good. I'm so glad. Sid's a great guy, and bravo for being out there and standing up for the Jewish students.
Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment here on the Rita Cosby Show, because we love our men and women in blue, is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. And this story coming from Detroit, Michigan, where an elderly Detroit woman is calling four of the city's police officers, quote, her guardian angels after what happened before she walked into a store. Denise Willingham wanted to say thank you to the four officers who recently saved her a trip to the emergency room. She shared what she was about to walk into a Rite Aid drugstore using her walker. Moments after her godson had dropped her off, she said, a burst of wind circled around me and separated me from my walker, and I was about to fall. Willingham said she tried to remain calm, but she couldn't take another step as the wind whisked away her walker. However, there were officers that were right there to save her from falling. She related that they seemed to have come out of nowhere and rescued her. She said these two officers, they ran out there, they grabbed my walker, they grabbed me, they kept me immediately from falling, so I was terribly shaken. The two officers said, we basically just jumped into action. We knew what we had to do. I thought about it like she is our mother. Well, then the officers helped her grab the items off of the store. They even offered to pay for her groceries. And then they actually helped her get back home. What an amazing story of these law enforcement helping to do this in the neighborhood, saving the woman in the nick of time, and then really going the extra mile. Well, the police department putting out a message saying this is what policing is all about, being an incredible and great neighbor. One of the officers who helped said, I'm glad she felt safe with us and taken care of. And that's what the Detroit Police Department is all about. What a beautiful story. And again, our thank you to GoyaCares.com, which does so much to protect our law enforcement. Well, we were just talking to Charlie, who was out at the rally today. This was a pro-Israel rally, which was across the street from the pro-Hamas rally that's taking place. And it's not a rally, it's a protest. I mean, I'm talking about the Hamas ones where they're shouting, we love Hamas. Let's do October 7th all over again. It is disgusting. And now it's spreading like a virus to all of these campuses across the country. Well, I'm very proud of my WABC radio colleague. Of course, that's our home base in New York, Sid Rosenberg there, who hosts The Morning Show. Sid was out and about today and did a great, great press conference with Michael Rappaport, the comedian and actor. And also out there was Anthony D'Esposito, Mike Lawler, also Bruce Blakeman, who is Nassau County, New York, executive, well known. You see him a lot also with Trump. He was there also at the wake for Officer Jonathan Dillard. So these are great patriots. And Sid leading the charge out there at this big counter protest at Columbia University in support of the Jewish students. And here is Sid introducing Mike Rappaport. Take a listen.
One of the biggest voices the Jewish community has had since October 7th is also a New Yorker and a great actor, and he's kind enough to come out here today during his busy schedule, the great actor Michael Rappaport.
How you doing? First of all, I want to just say happy Passover to everybody. I never, ever, ever thought that I would even think to need to be or have to be speaking about what's going on right over here in New York City. If this was a group of people screaming against tall people, short people, black people, Spanish people, Asian people, people with big noses, big feet, little noses, this would be stopped ASAP. This is not the New York way. This is an embarrassment to New York City.
That's right.
This is an embarrassment to the city of New York. This is a stain that historically, it will go down in history as an embarrassing time to New York. I want to also make sure that as ridiculous as these people are across the street, as offensive as these people are across the street, agenda number one through 133 is to free our hostages.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, free them home.
How great is that? Free the hostages. That's what those pro-Hamas people should be shouting. Use their energy to say, bring home Americans that are there. They believe there's anywhere from 3 to 5 Americans that are still being held. And let's pray they're alive. There should be about 100+ hostages still there, at least. Why are they not spending their energy there as opposed to praising their captors, Hamas? Thank goodness there was this great counter protest with Sid and Mike Rappaport and also Congressman Anthony D'Esposito. Listen to him.
And we will continue to fight that good fight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly an attack on democracy. It's an attack on our values. When we hear death to Israel, death to America, it's a threat to all of us. This is not a political thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's the right thing to stand right behind Israel, right, stand behind its people, and do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing. It's not that tough. it's pretty clear. You are either pro-Hamas or you're anti-Hamas. There's no gray. You know, you're either for barbarism on October 7th or you're anti-barbarism on October 7th. I never thought in a million years I'd hear on college campuses people praising people that go in and rape and slaughter women and behead babies on October 7th without shame. So here's also Congressman Mike Lawler, who was also at that same rally. Bravo to him, too.
Mom, Dad, I just killed 10 Jews with my bare hands. Those words were the words I heard when I visited Israel a month after October 7th and watched a 21-minute video, raw footage, unedited, of the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th and listened to a young Palestinian man call home to his parents to say how he butchered 10 Jews with his bare hands. That level of hatred is taught. It's taught in the schools in Gaza. And unfortunately, we see it being taught on schools in America. Yeah. Right. It is unacceptable, and it must stop, and it must stop today. Yeah. Every single one of these college and university presidents who refuse to take action should immediately resign in disgrace, and if they don't resign, their asses should be thrown out.
I 1,000% agree. They can't be as tepid as President Biden is, or we're all in trouble. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Russ in White Plains. Russ, your thoughts about all of this?
Oh, hi, Rita. Robert Kraft, that was the NFL owner that patronized $20 prostitutes. I mean, he's very frugal. But that is that the same NFL owner?
Well, he is the one who was accused of something happening at, I think it was a nail salon or a massage parlor. Yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't sure if the same guy. But Rita, you know what I
noticed? And your point is, Russ?
But what I noticed about these protesters is that calling in the police has kind of backfired. It's spreading across the country. Now the class has been canceled. These students have nothing to do but come out and sit on the lawn. So I don't think this is as disruptive as 68 in 1984. I was there in 84. And when you take over a building, that really does disrupt classroom. But when you're out in the open on a tent, that's not as disruptive. These students aren't disruptive. They're using their free speech. And, you know, when that woman said...
No. Russ, here, hold on a second. And okay. Listen, I'm a big believer in free speech, by the way. You know, I am all for it. You know,
yeah.
What's different here is, first of all, it is disruptive because people have to walk by that lawn. Like, if you look at Columbia, they got to walk by it. It's like the center. So they got to keep walking by to classes. It is so bad that students feel scared. They're getting shouted at. They're getting screamed at. You know, in the case of Yale, the woman got poked in the eye when she was trying to. I mean, that's not acceptable. And you have the rabbi there in Columbia University saying, Jewish students, it's way too dangerous for you. There was a case also of somebody getting rocks thrown at them. I mean, if they're sitting there and they're doing a prayer vigil, that's a little different, but they're not. They're praying for death of Israel, and they're shouting October 7th 1,000 times over. They're shouting pro-Hamas. We love you, Hamas. Right now, by the way, Russ, on the streets of New York City, they're marching, and I just was looking. They're spray painting buildings. They're lighting flags. You see a whole bunch of flames as they're walking down the streets. I mean, that's not peaceful. That's like Ali Vesey during MSNBC saying it's a mostly peaceful protest when behind you is the building burning down the police station in Minneapolis. You know,
yes, it's absurd. And when the woman who protested that trans swimmer, they disrupted her, and they should have been arrested when they disrupted that woman who protested the trans swimmer. But that is her free speech was being impeded. But do you think it's conscious?
And by the way, they were chasing her because I know who you're talking about.
Right.
You're talking about Riley Gaines when they
Riley Gaines exactly.
And it's a big difference. I agree with you on that case. In that case, they should have arrested her because she had to like run into a private room. And where was it? Was it Cooper Union, Russ?
I think it was Berkeley.
No. Hers was Berkeley. What I was going to say is in Cooper Union. You're right. It was in Berkeley where she spoke, but it was Cooper Union where recently the Jewish students were running. Remember, they ran into like a library.
Yeah.
They barricaded themselves in and the people were pounding on the door saying, let us in, Jews. I mean, if you're a Jewish student, that's terrifying. That's not free speech, Russ.
I know, but the trouble is, Rita, if they start closing people down because they're disruptive, they'll go for people who are conservative. They would have shut down Riley Gaines. They'll use that as an excuse to say, oh, nobody conservative can talk, and that's gone too far on the campus. And I just wonder if it's consciousness of guilt that causes Zionist students to be unable to face the truth when they walk past those tents.
What do you mean consciousness of guilt? Wait a minute, where are you going with that?
Where I'm going to that is that these atrocity stories about 40 burned babies and gang rapes of virgin girls, these are used to justify revenge and crimes against humanity. These are 14,000 women and children that have been killed, Rita. We all know that, and the Zionists here know that.
Hang on one second. Russ, hang on one second. Let me just ask you, because clearly you're like off on all these tangents right here.
Not really.
Well, let's just go to the facts. On October 7th, by the way, October 6th, there was a ceasefire. And guess who broke it? Hamas broke the ceasefire. Do you have a problem with what happened on October 7th?
I have a problem. On October 6th, weapons were distributed to settlers on the West Bank in anticipation of October 7th.
Okay, hang on one second, Russ. I don't want to get into all the conspiracy. What I want to get into is what we know happened on October 7th. It's on the videos. The Hamas terrorists filmed it. You see them doing what they did to women. You see what they did. We know the hostages. God help if they're still alive. I pray they are. You see what they did to young children, babies. You see what they did to a lot of people. It's on the video. You understand that that was a horrible, despicable act, correct?
I understand that they claim there were 1,400 dead bodies because 200 of them were so burned.
You think they made it up, Russ? Please tell me. You are not kidding me right now, Russ. Russ, look at the GoPro video.
I do.
Look at the video, and they filmed it for themselves, and they bragged about it, Russ. You've got to be kidding me. You are not an apologist for that. You're better than that, Russ.
Thank you, Rita, and I appreciate that. But when Zionists refer to Palestinians as subhuman animals and vermin, that is hate speech.
By the way, I don't like hearing that either. By the way, I don't like hearing. And listen, Russ, you're talking to someone. I've been over there. I was Arafat's favorite journalist when he was alive, Russ. I spent a lot of time over in Israel. I've interviewed all the prime ministers over there, Russ. So I understand the situation. And there's been a lot of longstanding tension. I get it. That does not justify going in on October 7th and doing those atrocious acts. And I think anybody who does those acts and anybody who makes threats is a bad person. But let's not forget what started this. It was October 7th, and it was beyond unconscionable, Russ, and you're making excuses for that, and that's not good. Go ahead.
Well, I know your father risked his life to help people in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was a hero. But when that woman said anti-Semitism is a deeply American issue, I take real offense at that. I really do.
Well, what do you think's happening with all the stuff that's going on, sadly, on the streets of New York? I mean, you know, Russ, I never imagined, and thank you for the nice words about my father, too, Russ. I appreciate it. But I, and maybe the lesson from my father's time, by the way, Russ, my father grew up outside the ghetto. I mean, my father was one of those people, if you're a good person, he wanted to help you. It didn't matter what your faith was. It just was good versus evil. And I think right now, people who are spewing hate on either side, it needs to stop. And you have to understand that the people that are marching down the streets, how offensive that is to say, let's do October 7th 1,000 times over and over again. I mean, that is so offensive. And that is not just free speech, Russ. That is threats. And if students feel that they can't even go to school on a college campus, whatever their faith is, that's a problem. You got to admit that, right?
Well, what my feeling is, when they called for classes to be canceled, that just encouraged people to come out and protest more. And the fact that it's spreading across the country must tell us all something about the feelings of the people in this country, Rita.
I think from leadership to the bottom, they should have clamped down on this from day one. And I said that about the BLM protest, too. They should have clamped down on them from day one, because you can't let people take over the streets. I'm all for people peacefully protesting, but when you start saying, let's do October 7th over and over again, and you're burning American flags on American soil, that is not right. And good people of all faiths need to stand up so students can feel safe going to school. I agree with you, by the way. I don't think Columbia or any of these schools should have canceled classes. I agree with you. They should have stood up and said, you know what? If you start spewing this hate, you're going to get arrested. If you do it again, you're going to stay more time. You won't get right out the next day. I mean, they needed to get tough, and they've let it go too far. And this appeasement by this president, I think, has played a huge role in this. He has gone soft, and it's created, I think, a lot of the crisis. And that's really sad. And I just pray for the streets of New York. I think just good people, whatever their faith and beliefs are, they need to stand up to evil. It's just, it cannot be accepted, Russ. But Russ, thank you. It's always good to hear from you. 1-800-848-9222.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
And by the way, we have a reporter who's there on the scene. Ted Goodman, our reporter, is going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. He is there where the protesters are, the NYU ones that are burning American flags and walking around defacing buildings, thinking that that's all in the name of supporting Hamas, the terrorists that slaughtered so many people on October 7th. It's an incredible moment tonight. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to JT in Virginia. JT, your thoughts.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to let you know we love you over here at CarMax. We listen to you every night. I want to say thank you for what you do, getting the word out there with so much stuff.
Thank you, JT. Thank you so much. Well, I love this country, and I hate, you know, seeing so much of this hypocrisy and just allowing this appeasement that's been going on. It's frightening.
We do too. It's infuriating. I'm Jewish. My family's Jewish. It's how we were raised and so on. And I'm also a veteran. Most of the guys I work with here are veterans. And my point was, I told the screener, when Charlottesville happened and the anti-Jewish folks were out there screaming, Jews will not replace us and so on, the very same people that are out there right now promoting and supporting and cheering for Hamas were the same ones that got on social media and attacked those folks in Charlottesville. So I cannot wrap my head around what is happening right now. I don't understand it. This is not the country I was born in, and it's certainly not the one I want to die in if this is what's going to pass for acceptable behavior on our college campuses. This is outrageous.
Yeah, you know, JT, you brought up the Charlottesville, because when Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, was asked about how does President Biden feel about these protests, then she starts going on and on about Charlottesville. And they're like, no, we're talking about the protests that we're seeing on the streets of America and this vile behavior. It's like they keep deflecting. And President Biden also was asked about it today, and he said, yeah, you know, I don't like anti-Semitism, but I also don't like what's going on in Gaza. He is so like tiptoeing and so worried about his election that he's not leading the country. And like you said, the hypocrisy that they were spewing and lumping Trump, they're saying, oh, he was saying good people. He was saying not that the KKK was good people, but they twisted it and contorted it. Here, you don't have to twist anything. You just play what they're saying. And they're saying, I love Hamas. Where is the president now? That's why good people like you and me and all the folks there with you, we need to speak out.